Blog Talk Radio.
Flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no-goes based on the data you have for an LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, flying.
Okay, retro, go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go. GNC,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
And we are back in Studio A. That Johnny Come Marching Home again was kind of a welcome home. Probably sound a little bit different. We have some tuning to do to get things kind of sounding normal around here. I'm on my Shure SM7B studio quality microphone and all the goodies, got my studio monitors hooked up, the audio compressor. I had to turn that off because I think it might interfere with our EVPs tonight because we're going to be doing some soul streaming. But it's great to be back in the studio. Did some preliminary EVP work in here, and Debbie Caruso came through loud and clear. with some personal messages and stuff that was going on. And so it's always nice to know she's hanging around here, keeping an eye on things, and was kind of letting us know she was watching over our little kitty. We have a 17-year-old cat who is near the end of her mortal life here on this earth. And it's looking like next week we may have to take her in because she's just not doing well. So she's just a member of the family, and we're going to be missing her terribly when that moment comes. So it's, a little bit sad. My dad's getting ready for it, you know, and all that. But I'm going to take a few pictures of her and just get some things so we can do a little portrait of her. She's a little teeny Persian cat with kind of gray fur, and she has these big, giant blue eyes. And it's just a sweetheart. So we are kind of looking around. We're going to be down to one cat, which is Samantha, our outdoor ranch cat, who's the best damn rat and mouse catcher you ever did see. So that is one of the things going on. Let's see. We are really gearing up for our ghost hunting season. I don't know if Renee is out there. I don't see her. We've got Kathy. I'll just go ahead and jump in here. Kathy's here, manning the fee manning the boot button, and she does a great job at that, and we love her to death. We got disgruntled Dan. He did the engine check, and this time the burns are almost healed from his accident that first time out, and he moves a lot quicker when he gets out of there. So we got Dominica Morte is here. Elizabeth Rose, hey, how you doing? And we got Fire Witch, and she blessed the room, even though I missed it. And let's see, we got Karen's Dream is with us. Hi, Karen, and she's leader of GRI Phoenix. And matter of fact, I got to talk with her about some of the evidence we've got from her stuff on the GRI website. And I got Elizabeth. I got to help her with her radio conversion. She's got that going on. So we are just getting used to where everything is in here. All the normal tools I have in Studio B, I brought a few things over with me, but Kathy, I just wanted you to know I have a much larger Babbling Brook device. If I can get this to come on. Come on. Oh, no. No, don't do that to me. It was working just a minute ago. I was so excited to play this for you. Oh, there we go. See? I have to learn how to learn. I have to do everything all over again. So, but it's good to see this all back in gear and getting used to this. This was the first studio we ever worked out of, but we had that storm in December that just mauled this property, and it took down our main line that we had. So I had that as a above. I actually strung that between buildings and had poles to do that. Learned my lesson. It's all underground now, ditch digging and throwing backs out and all that stuff. But almost done. So we got the line laid down. We're just going to cover it up this coming weekend, and I'm going to be so happy to get it all finally finished. But we are going to be doing some soul streams tonight. I wanted to say I've been reading. I should have brought the book with me. One of you in the chat room right now, I remember one of you, and I think it might have been Karen, was talking about some tarot cards from John Holland. That's it, John Holland. I am really just going to recommend to you guys, especially if you're doing any intuitive or any psychic development, medium, you know, developing your mediumistic abilities, really look over his books. I have been spending the last week just on my lunch break reading John's books, and I just ordered basically everything he had. I ordered one book used and got it, and just, you know, that's the one I just finished. So I ordered the rest, and they're on their way. And one of the best there is, because one of the things I like about him is he doesn't hold his secrets close to the vest. He talks about how he works, what he sees when he's working. John Edward is real similar to this guy, but John doesn't tell you so much how he does it. It's just a little different style. This guy really gets into wanting to teach you the methods, and I really like that about about Mr. Holland. He's just got a great nature about him. He has a radio show on I believe Hay House Radio. I was listening to a little bit of that the other day, and kind of looking at what they've got going. Our radio station, by the way, just so you guys know, is actually operational 24/7 now. I'm running music there right now. Going to be loading up shows in the coming week, and we're going to be playing shows on a regular basis from some of our best of series. So we're going to get those going, and people all over the world will be able to hear that, and it's just going to be on a scheduled basis. And as some blog talk hosts out there maybe want to throw some of their shows in and have us rebroadcast those to develop interest in their BTR shows, I think that'd be a good thing. So and I see, oh, Kestrel's here. Good to see you, my friend. And all the lurkers out there, hi. And, yeah, this is not a normal broadcast night for us, but I just could not wait to get back into Studio A. And I actually took pictures, but I, because of how everything is right now, getting used to where things are at, I couldn't get the pictures loaded up so you guys can see things. But I have my big giant lion poster, and then I have a giant Angelina Jolie poster here, which is from one of her first movies, and an F-22 Raptor, and I've got all my toys and devices here surrounding me. So it's definitely a personable studio. I may be moving some things around with regard to that and kind of lightening up on some of that a bit. If you guys want to dial in, anybody wants to dial in and do some Soul Stream tonight, it's going to be 646-478-0377. And if you don't dial in, you're going to have to listen to me do something I promised my parents that I would do. It seems my father is a doubter. And he says, and I quote, "This is all bull, you know what." And he challenged me to deliver on a particular item there that from the family history that only he and my mother would know. So this should be interesting. I'm going to be trying to see if I can make that happen. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Somebody had a John thing. Denise, you don't have a phone. Well, you can Skype. let's see. Fire Witch, do you still have the same phone? Let's see. Elizabeth, I think she's got the deck. You know, I love tarot decks, and it was surprising to see a psychic medium actually developing his own decks, but it's actually not that surprising considering what they do. Fire Witch is going to spank me? What? Well, come on out. I'll be waiting. She's going to get me. Anyway, I don't see anybody dialing in, so I'll tell you what. Let's do a little psychometry while we're at it. And I'll talk a little bit about some of the things John Holland while I'm looking for an object here. John Holland, oh, this would be really good. I think this is something none of us has even tried. You know, these are good. I'm going to try this one because it's got such a simple shape and it's got some things in it that I think would really tax you guys. So, but anyway, John Holland talks in some of his books about the whole process of mediumship and the different things that you can do to develop that, including the psychic skills. It was funny to find out that I was following the same process for the psychic development that he did, and I was doing it just by memory of the old classes I took, 20 years ago when I first got into all this kind of thing. So it was really encouraging to see that, and he gave me a lot of new ideas and new things that we're going to try on the show, which is why I went and ordered all these other books that he had, because he's just chock full of techniques and ideas, and it's a really fresh thing to see. So I will be sharing a lot of this with you guys, and I am actually going to try to get him to get on the show and see. We've got a few openings. I have planned out most of our shows the rest of the year, but I left some openings, and sure enough, people are going to move back and forth, and the things will open up. And let's see, your dad sounds like my son, John. Yeah, Kathy, that's true. And let's see, we got Ethereal Noesis, and good to see you. Let's see, so let's go ahead and do some a little bit of psychic work here. I'm holding in my hand an object, and it has a particular shape. We're going to work on shapes right now. We're not going to go with colors like we usually do. We're going to go with shape. This is a primary shape. That's the only clue you're going to get. And then you just tell me what you think it is, and I will give you roughly about 2 to 3 minutes, and we'll see who keys in on this first. So take your best guesses. You can do more than one. and tell me what I am looking at here. It's actually very unique, and it has to do what I will say this. It has to do with some of my equipment in here, but it's okay. We got a round. We got an oval. Let's see. Denise has got a lost connection. Gerber Daisy has a Kestrel. Oh, Gerber's here. Hi. Good to see you, dear. Let's see. We got Kestrel says, hi, Dom. Okay, but what shape is that, hi, Dom? Flat? You got that right, Dominica. It is flat. Exactly right. But now get the primary shape. So you guys keep guessing. We got a square. Okay, you got about a minute left, and I'm gonna throw in the what the heck shape it is, and then we'll get you into the color. Oh, and I see a Skype out there. That's always a risk. I may answer that at the end. If Skype can call, if you want to come in, I will check you out before you go further. Gerber, that's exactly right. Triangle shape, just like on a dollar bill. Exactly right. It's exactly that shape. Can you give me a primary color? This has a primary color. You guys hit it right on. Ethereal hit it too, triangle. So give me the primary color. This is, and I'm just really trying to send this to you guys. So give me the best you can on it, and then I'll ask you what it is afterwards. But primary color. I don't know. Wow. Is that a color? Oh, wow. Dominica hit it right on the head. Exactly right. Silver. On the first try, you guys got that. That's way to go. And Denise is still on the... Denise is still calling on square. Dan, you are the second key guy. The second primary color is black. Those are the only two colors. So now that you know it's flat, and you know it's triangular, and it's silver, and it has black in it, what is it? Yeah, it's a metallic silver, exactly, Denise. Very good. Yeah. Once we turned you on that color thing, it is a metal silver. I know it's not a primary color. It's not a watch. It's not a watch. It's not a device at all. It's not electrical. There's no mechanical moving parts. It's just this flat, triangular thing. And it can hold it in my hand, and it doesn't have any batteries, no moving parts. It just exists. It's not a pin. A pin would not be flat. Aha, because a pin has a part that sticks out. So this is absolutely flat as a pancake. Absolutely flat. Okay, we see a 386 out there with the hands up. Okay, so we got callers. I'm gonna close it out in a minute here. And then we'll get into callers and check out who's who. So, yeah, you got silver. It's not a crystal. A crystal ain't crystals can be flat. Very good. Good try, Kathy. I'll tell you guys what. 30 more seconds, and then we're going to go. And then I'll tell you what it is. Ooh, paperweight. Good one, but wrong. Oh, I stumped you guys on this. Nope, it's not a stone. This thing is, it's made. I'll give you this clue. It's made out of paper. What is it? It actually has something that looks like a magnifying glass on it. Nope, not a guitar pick. Guitar pick is kind of not a triangle. It's kind of an ovoid kind of a thing. All right, I'm going to go ahead and reveal it. It is a, I buy Behringer sound equipment pretty much exclusively. My audio compressor is an NDX-1600. I've got a 12 input Behringer mixer. I've bought a whole bunch of things for my music and all that. This is a sticker for Behringer, and they have a particular logo with an ear on with the name of the company, and then it's this triangular sticker, and it's super cool. And it was just sitting there, and I just thought, hey. Let's try that. So you guys did good. Two out of three, not bad. And you and Dominica was just like right on there. Girl, you were like, bang, knocked that baby out. So anyway, let's go ahead and get started with some soul screens. I've got everything set to go here. I was assured by my spirit friends when we came in. I did a couple of check recordings, and sure enough, they were there. Did have one of the Joker spirits from over across the way came in there and told me he didn't like me, and I just said, well, buzz off, and bless the room. And then I got some promises that that would all be taken care of. So we're going to be doing great here. Yeah, it was a sticker. You guys got gotcha earlier, ethereal. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take the Skype call. And if Skype, if you better be the real deal, or I'm going to hang up on you. So here we go. Okay, Skype caller.
Hey, I'm the real deal. I am a friend, not a foe.
Okay, who we got here?
My name is John.
Hi, Dion.
John.
Yep. Oh, you're John?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I heard Dion, but John, okay. What can we do for you today, my friend?
Let's see. The last time I did this with you a while ago, I was channeling some Pleiadians.
I remember that. I remember bits of that. Yeah.
Yes. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I just thought, for kicks and giggles, I'd call in tonight and see if anything comes out.
Oh, you want to try it again? You with the Pleiadians again?
Actually, just anybody, really.
Well,
I was guided and compelled to call, so something's going on.
You know, I'll tell you what. As just my instinct tells me that this is either your guide or one of your family members or both. Are kind of behind this, and you need some sort of, the fact that you were stimulated like that, somebody tapped you on the shoulder and said, you got something you need to hear. So that would be my read on it. Now, again, we're in Studio A. I've got my new FM source here, so we're going to be trying things. So bear with me, because this is going to be the first night out we try this new studio out. And just making sure it works. Can you hear the static? Just want to make sure you can hear that.
I can hear it, yep.
Okay, good. Okay, so you're my first guy on the queue here coming in on this brand new setup. So way to go, man. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and do a check recording, and then what we'll do, let me turn that down just a bit. That's just a bit too much there. There we go. Okay, so what we're going to do is, by the way, I'm going to take a moment and talk about something. I put out on our blog, I wanted to tell everybody one development that's going on. What we're going to be doing is for the extended, it really got drawn home to me. It was actually nobody in the physical talked to me. It was actually my guides popped in on me and told me, you need to, you got a lot of people dialing in. You want to run more people through. And you're going to want to, basically come up with a different arrangement on the recording. So we're going to try to hold it to one question, maybe two during the actual streaming broadcast. And then if we people want to dial in just at the end of the show and be waiting, more often than not, I'll be able to have you on. And then we can do Soul Stream, with more questions if you want to do that. So that way we can try to get 2 to 3 people in on a show, which is, I think, going to be really good. So I'll tell you what, since it's the first inaugural tonight and we're changing procedure in midstream, let's do two questions for you tonight, and then we'll just go forward. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and bring this up, and I'll do check. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check. And you heard that?
Yep.
Okay, here we go then. I'm going to go ahead and you be ready with your questions. And then the drill. You'll get quiet after you get done with your question, and then I'll say next, and you go into your second one, and then then I'll end it when I feel the need. And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I was compelled to call. I felt the energy. I'm calling, and hello. Thank you very much in advance.
Okay, next.
How do you see the shop come?
Okay. Whoops. Getting used to where things are at. Okay, here we go. Yeah, it's everything's in a completely different position than I'm used to here. Good Lord. Okay, so we are going to cut out the first part where I always take out the part where I tell you to start. And let's go ahead and compress this thing. So you just got that overwhelming feeling that somebody wanted to tell you something.
I did, and I, for some reason, came straight to Blog Talk Radio, looked for you, found you, and called in. And apparently I was the first person in your switchboard. So something.
Yeah, I've got, and you didn't even know I was going to be on. I mean, this is not even a normal night for me.
No, I just switched on the computer.
Wow.
Went straight to you.
That is wicked cool. That tells me that there's something there. So, okay, looks like we've got, I went ahead and ran the compression here. It's starting to look like I've got something here. And we'll do the first one and take a look at what we got. Yeah, it looks clean. Had a little bit of an artifact on your second question there, and I'm going to look for, and at the end there was a little something, but let's see how lucky we get. Maybe I'll be able to run the compression and not have to cut things. And let's see, I think. Yeah, that looks good. Hey, this looks nice and clean. Okay, what struck me was when I was doing the test recordings here, starting last week, I was just getting things hooked up back in here and starting to kind of get a feel for the place again. Big Circle was like all excited. It was just, and they've been sending messages, being real supportive of what I'm doing in here. So,
awesome.
Yeah. I mean, Debbie Caruso just coming through like loud and clear, you know, and her and Joey were just like, yay, and you know, giving me all kinds of personal stuff. And what was funny is with the deal with our cat, with our kitty that is going to transition soon. She came through and was talking about that they would be there to help our cat, basically, and take care of our cat for us. And it was just like, I didn't even ask that. They knew about it, and they brought it up, and I was just sitting there with my mouth, you know, stone cold open when that came through yesterday.
Right.
When I was
great
there.
Great story at work, isn't it?
Well, it blew me away. I mean, I just, you know, I've seen a lot doing this work, but when it's something personal like that, because we, you know, I've been just walking around really moping about it, you know, it's just, oh man, you know, I mean, that cat was around when I was, you know, I didn't have a gray hair on my head, which that's changed. You know, she's definitely a part of the household. And it, you know, we got some nice, you know, we got some nice right channel going here. So I think Big Circle is definitely about here. But yeah, I just you know, I'm gonna miss her. And what's funny is some of our cats who've passed, especially our Ponchi, he was he left about probably about 15 years ago. No, about 11 years ago. Yeah, he. He occasionally makes his presence known to my mother. And I have a feeling that this cat's going to do the same kind of thing. I think she's going to pop in and out. There is a lot of speech here. This is looking good on the first one. And it kind of trails off at the end, but you've got one, two, three, four, five distinct phrases in this one. So let me clean up the second part. And I just got the feeling on the second part, there's going to be some real meaty stuff in there that they're going to be talking to you about. So, I just get the overwhelming sense of guide, and that you're going through some change that is, I'm trying to get specific here because one of the things I want to do as a medium is get very specific. Is there some education thing? Is this something that you're going through some kind of new skill or something like that?
Sort of.
Okay. Is it something that you're wanting to learn? That's the kind of thing. It's like a learning.
Yeah, kind of. Yes.
Okay.
It's more of a...
All right. Pardon me?
I'm trying to think of how to describe it without...
It's like you're trying
to
acquire a skill. It's like a skill or an ability, and it just, you know, you're working on it, or it's in your mind to do this. You know, that's just kind of the sense I have of it. Okay, this looks really good. Let me go ahead and boost that a bit. Well, I think they're going to be giving you some pretty direct advice because this is really, really wordy.
Cool.
And it really wordy. This is like lots of stuff. The first one, it was pretty clear. This one, they're really running through. I had that feeling it was going to be like this, just looking at it. Let me go ahead and just tone that down a little bit. Okay, I think it's...
Coming from you, that probably already says a lot.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. This will be something. Okay, so now the first question, I'm going to go ahead and play your first question. And that runs a little bit here. 1 second on it.
I was compelled to call. I felt the energy. I'm calling. And hello. Thank you very much. In advance.
You sound like Elvis. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Thank you very much. 16 to 21 seconds here. Okay, here we go. We're in Vegas. Okay, that's going to be a 16 and a half. Here we go. 16 and a half to, I'm going to take it right up to almost to 19 to break that up. And here we go and repeat. I'll help you make believer. And it's clear. I mean, there's no absolutely no doubt as to what that is saying. I'll help you make believer. This, and that question you had was, with regard to this whole skill thing, are you going to be teaching or something? You want to be an instructor? Or,
yeah.
Is that the thing? That's the thing I was getting. It was like an education deal, and I couldn't put my hand on it. So that's what this is. Okay, so let's take that second half, 19 to 21, to end the first phrase. Here we go. Okay, this is another clear one. This is very, very clear stuff, and it's saying, let the sun help you to fly. Let the sun help you to fly. And it's just absolutely, so they're wanting you, essentially I think the thing they're saying is to spread your wings and just go out there and go for it. And they'll help you with this. 21 to 23 and a half, second phrase. Here we go. Okay, this has a name, and somebody named Crichton. Let Crichton or somebody like that name will help you. Let Crichton or Les Crichton, something along those names. And the biggest bug I have ever seen just is walking across my wall. I got the door open to keep it cool in here, and this bug flew in. I mean, this thing's sitting there looking at me, man. Cool.
Wow.
You want, dude, hang out. You can be a part of the show. Okay, just don't forget to attack me. All right, here we go.
Wait, I got a question for you, John.
Yeah.
Would that name, give me that name again. Would it have been Cryon?
That could be it. Let me play it back a couple of times. Here we go. It's like Cryon or Crichton, or it could be this Cryon. Do you know who this is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, this is extremely clear stuff. I couldn't ask for better for an inaugural show back here in the studio. I mean, this is good stuff, and it looks like I got everything dialed in. Let's see, 23.5 to 26. We'll just keep going with this. Here we go. This has to do with somebody living, I think. I take her help with her care. I take her help with her care. I have no clue what that's about, but it is about a female. And it's. Do you have children?
Yes.
Do you have a daughter?
No. Actually, that message, however, is completely clear to me.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Yeah.
I know who that would be, exactly.
Okay, well, these guys are coming in so absolutely stone cold clear. It's just not hard at all. I really just, it's a few places I'm not, I have to listen in close on some of the names, but wow, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
26 to 29.5, or 29, and this is going to be the third phrase. Here we go. I'll help you find the cavern, or I'll help you find the tavern, and I'm leaning to cavern. Do you know what that means?
Even better, sure do.
Okay. 29 to, and it would be cavern, correct? Not tavern?
Yep.
Okay. 29 to 32. Here we go. I had to really work on that. That was a little bit different. There's multiple voices in there, but the primary voice says they make you better on, or they make you better off. And I'm not sure it's really tied at the end. I think that they're talking about that your life is going to improve from this. And that just seems to be the overall gist that what they're working on here with you. and it's a good thing that you're doing.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. They're going to get a little bit quieter here towards the end in the fourth phrase. 32 to 34 seconds. Here we go. Help the children. Extremely easy. Not even a lot of work. 34 to 36. Here we go. Okay, another easy one. Help for your family. This is helping your family. So this is a very good thing, that this teaching thing that you're doing. They're very supportive of you. And I think that you were having, instincts are telling me that you had your instincts on your own part. You knew down in your heart it was right, but you were also conflicted. You weren't sure, you know, that this was really the right thing to do. And there's absolutely no reason to feel that. It was like, you know, it's the unknown. You know,
spot on it.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's just it's a natural human emotion to have those feelings, especially when you have great change coming. But this is a great good change. So you think that there may be risk, but really this is a giant leap for you. And just trust everything going on. There's going to be conflict. There's going to be things that you don't know. You're going to flop on a few things, but the big thing is just to pick yourself right back up and learn from the experiences and move on. And that's the thing I think they're wanting to get through. And I just keep sensing that with what they're saying. It's just get in there, plug away, and you will prevail, you know. And you strike me as the kind of guy that will do that. So
that's beautiful.
Okay, man. Let's see. 42 to 47 is your question. Here we go.
How do you see the shop?
Now, what was that question? What was that you were saying?
How do you see the shop going?
Oh, how do you see the shop going? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this gets really, this is where we're going to work a little bit. I'm going to try to break it up. It is extremely wordy. 49 and a half to 52. Here we go. I do not charge for that. I do not charge for that. I don't know what the hell that is, but that's what he's saying. It's kind of like, what? I think there's like a something about money in this thing. And charge, I don't know. Let me play that one more time. I just want to be sure I got that right. It just doesn't sound, it's not normal for a spirit to talk about charging money. Okay, I got it. This, just as the other wild stuff that always happens when you and I read, this spirit is telling you, I would not charge the glass sphere. Do you know what that means?
No, I'm going to have to think about that one.
Yeah, that's like a, and it, it was, that's what the charge thing, when I was thinking money and I misinterpreted, once I expanded it out a little bit, it was, I would not charge the glass sphere. So it's like some sort of, there's something round and glassine or glass or crystal that's, that they're talking about here. It's wild. I have no clue what that's about. Okay, let's take it to 52.5 to 55.5. Here we go. This is good. You're going to love this. Led you to the show. Led you to the show. Yeah. I mean, everything you said was right on the money. Led you to the show. I love it. Let's see. 55.5 to 59. Trusting your instincts is good, man.
Right on.
Okay, here we go. 55.5 to 59. Here we go. Led you to the show. Good Lord. I've led you to help. So this person, this spirit is identifying and making sure that they're the one, they're letting you know they were there to help you, and they heard what you were going through. 59 to 101, here we go. Okay, this is your guide speaking. I know this kind of talk. They're making it absolutely clear when those moments you feel alone that you are not alone. This voice says, I am always with you. Absolutely clear. No doubts in my mind what's being said. 101 through 103.5. Here we go. Excuse me there. I will help you see. Absolutely clean and clear. No doubt in my mind what that's saying. We're getting close to the end here. 103.5 to 105.75. Here we go. Platform 9.75. I just wanted to say that. Here we go. Saying find the reason. This voice is buried in there, but it is saying find the reason. And it's I was torn between find the raisin, but I don't think that you're in Fresno on the raisin farms out there. So I think it has something to do with find the reason. Yeah, we're talking about the raisin farms of Fresno. And I think that basically it is what is being said here with this find the reason is they're wanting you to look deeper than yourself as to why you're doing this. So they want you to be absolutely clear in your own mind that you're okay with, and the reason why you want to do this. You know, you got to do some soul searching. So that's sure. My take on this. 105.5 to 108.5, and we're almost done. We got one more phrase after this. Here we go. I'm the same as you. I'm the same as you. You know, wanting, yeah, there's like peas in a pod here. They're really wanting you to know they're, you two are like simpatico all the way. 108.5 to 111.5, and this is the last one. You know, so here we go. Train, and I mean train as in training. So train, please stay with me. Train, please stay with me.
Okay.
So,
this totally makes. I can now. I know what the glass bubble is too.
Okay.
Now I totally know what the glass bubble is.
Okay. Well, let me read the full thing here. I help make you a believer. Let the sun help you to fly. Let Crichton or Crichton or whatever that name was you had. Cryon will help you. I will help. I take her, help her care. I help you to find the cavern. They make better off. Help the children. Help for your family, basically, at the very end. Help for your family. Second question, I would not charge the glass I would not charge the glass fear. That's it. That's what I had here. I would not charge the glass fear. Led you to the show. I led you to help. I'm always with you. I will help you see. Find the reason. I'm the same as you. Train, please stick with me. Now, can you give me some, you know, and the audience some kind of idea what this is about? Because it is really mysterious. I mean, I got the training part and the teaching part, but what? This is a mystery.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, this may seem a little out there, but I've been through my guide and the Pleiadians, astral traveling, a few steps beyond remote viewing. And I totally saw the object. Actually, I saw it in your hand when you were describing it in the show in the beginning.
Yeah.
I did it for like 15 seconds and I was gone. Saw the object, but earlier, in meditation, I was traveling, and there was what looked like a glass sphere that was following me.
Yeah.
I stopped and just observed it, and it was literally like a huge glass bubble. It looked like water almost. But I charged, like I didn't, like, I wasn't aggressive, but I went towards it to like touch it, find out what it was, and it disappeared.
Oh, so when it said don't charge the grass, it wasn't charging it like with energy. You were actually moving towards it, and they were saying don't charge it towards it.
Yes.
Okay.
I advanced towards it. Like, too quickly.
Yeah, and they just took it as, hey, whoa, you know.
don't try and touch that thing. Don't try and touch that thing, basically.
That is way cool. That is way cool. I like that.
Well, I've been trying to train and get into a routine with doing this, like, every other day. So, obviously, I followed my gut straight to your show. I didn't even know that it was on. And obviously, he had something to tell me. So that was, I mean, I'm pretty much blown away because that was very clear and pretty much spot on.
That's what I love about this job. When I do this stuff, it's like, you know, when they come through and, you know, and especially a first studio like this, I thought we were going to have like a show where nothing worked right and all that. And wow. So everybody won on this. I mean, you got all this confirmation and this great stuff and, they just, you know, blew our socks off again. That's just amazing. I don't know what else to say.
My jaw is practically at my knees right now myself. I'm just, wow. That was very, very precise. That was awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I'll save this and just, you know, drop me a line that so we can get this to you. Let me make sure. Yeah, 6/28. Today's the 29th, isn't it? Yeah. I better do this before. And sure enough, I'm 6. Okay, June 29.
See, I thought the glass sphere was my guide. That's why I kind of went to try and touch it.
Yeah, and it just is striking to me that how. Okay, here we go, John Sessions. And I'm just going to write glass sphere so I know which one this is. So we'll get that mailed off to you as soon as you just shoot me an email and I'll go out on Gmail and check that. And thank you so much for coming on. I mean, this is just awesome.
I am flabbergasted, blown away. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, you're welcome. God bless, man.
Do you mind if I stay on the phone and listen?
Oh yeah, no problem. I'll just put the mic on here no problem at all.
Take my hand down.
Okay. Take care, buddy.
John, thank you so much. Have a great, great evening. Namaste.
Okay, you too. Take care, buddy. Okay, and I have been trying to get this show to extend. And I am having these are the little things that happen in studios when you move things around and you go out to a new place. It's almost trying to do it, but it's giving me fits right now. So I'm currently fighting with Firefox and having myself a nice battle trying to get you guys so we can extend. And then I will take the next call, which is that 3-something area code. So as soon as I can get this show to update, I think we got it. Yeah, it looks like we got it. So let me check the I got a knockdown drag out with this thing. Let me see what the switchboard says. So I should be. Well, it doesn't look like it did it. Come on, guys. It just is not taking that thing. So let me push it again. Okay, that looks like it got it. Yep, sure enough. Okay, we got an hour remaining. Okay, everybody. Sorry for that delay. It's just getting this all seasoned up and back in order and everything working the way I want it to is great. So, okay, got John taken care of. So, John, thank you very much. 386, I see you out there. And 604, I'll grab you next. So we're going to limit it to – Let's go ahead and so we can get it to get everybody on. We're going to limit it to one question. So let me put my show notes over here, and we will go to the next one. And caller 386, you are on the air, 386.
Hi, John. It's Joy.
Oh, hi, Joy.
Interesting, that previous call. I would love to talk to him.
Well, if you want, I can certainly make that happen. I'll just write down a couple of things here that I see and make sure that that gets passed on if you want. When he, you want to talk? What's that?
Exactly. Yes, please. Can
okay, got it.
By, Skype to him.
Okay, I've got your number down. You are really breaking up, darling, but I think, yeah, you want to speak to him and talk to him a little bit about that, huh?
Yeah, I believe I have some answers for him.
Oh, you got some answers for him. Okay. Well, that'll work out. All right. Well, I'm going to open up a new session here. And sounds like, yeah, you're in a, you sound like you're in a washing machine.
I think it's my chair. I'm going to try to be still.
Okay. Try it now. Let's see if we can get you to come through a little better there.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Tell you what I'll do is so that we don't get a lot of cross-contamination, when you do your question, what we'll do is I'll silence your mic right after you finish your question. Just let me know you're done. And then I'll silence your mic so that when we get the static, you know, when I've got the static source going, that it'll be pure, you know, because you've got a lot of ambient noise coming in. So we're going to adapt, overcome, and improvise in this place. We're making this work. Okay, so you got your question already?
Yes, I'm, I think I did.
Okay, here we go.
I'm hoping maybe the spirits wouldn't let me get anything done last time will have calmed down a bit.
Okay, well, let's see what we got. Okay, here we go. I'm going to fire up the FM. And we're going to go a five count, and we'll get you going, and then I'll silence your mic as soon as you're done with the question, and we'll let it roll. Five, four, three, two, one, go.
Lady Nada, Archangel Uriel, have I successfully taken care of the demon that was here, or has he just retreated and is weak?
Okay, we stopped it at 40 seconds, and Joy, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on. I pretty much figured out where things were at there. So bring 386 back on. And what we're going to do is, I remember the, you know, from the last show when we did this, you had that all those presences in that house, and we got that one reading where it was just, there was
nothing else could come through. I think my guides, Malachi, everybody's getting a little bit irritated.
Why are they irritated?
Well, just there's at least 13 ghosts here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 10 showed up on that last one we did, and there's 3 I know of that will not communicate, and there's probably a lot more.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, just this compression, there, it looks like there's some stuff in there. Let me see what we got, and I'll grab this. It looks like we're going to get some things, and But you had a good specific question. Basically, you just want to find out if you got rid of this thing that was in there, this demonic energy.
Get confirmation on it.
Yeah, and I don't think it was real happy to go. What's weird is
it was one heck of a fight. It was one heck of a fight.
Yeah, I believe it. This is strange. It's kind of an inverted thing here with the right channel bias, and everything was switched to left bias, which is not my normal thing. It was just what I have with John here just a little bit ago. It was our normal big circle, setup, and now it's absolutely inverted.
Well, a lot of times big circle doesn't come through behind me.
Yeah, I think you got somebody new here.
I go directly to higher sources.
Yeah, well, I got the feeling, big circle. Yeah, they're powerful, but there's some other forces.
They step aside.
Yeah, they did. This is different. I'm going to go ahead and noise reduce. There was a very strong burst at the very beginning here. Then everything else just tones down. Now, what I'm going to have to do is to bring that out. I'm running some noise reduction, and then I'm going to take from the 21-second mark, because there's a bunch of phrases here at the end, and they are talking, but this first burst is just really, really loud. They make no bones about, okay, this looks a lot better. Now I've got something to work with. Okay, so what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to go ahead and hit this 19 to 21. It's just the first burst. And on the left channel is where all the action is. A little bit of stuff on the right, but the left is going to be the one. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and be ready with your volume controls, folks. So here we go. Not hard at all. It says, and it's a very low resonating voice, very powerful. It says, nice shadow. Nice shadow. It is spooky, man. That thing gave me the creeps. It's just this. You can tell this thing's got a lot of power, and I don't think this is a dark entity. It's saying basically, it's. I think you got a good spirit here who's pretty high up the food chain.
Well, I pretty much got rid of, or at least I think I did. I think I got rid of it. Final
yeah.
fight two nights ago, but
I think you did too. I just think that what you have here are some folks who are helping you, and this guy, whoever this is saying nice shadow. It's kind of like, yeah, that was a nice game we did. Yeah, nice. Yeah, that was a tough one. You know, that's the way they're talking. It's just my instinct. But here we go. Let's keep going here. 21 to 23. Okay, real easy. We're right behind you, so they're physically there with you, kind of like last time. As I remember, we had something like that. So they are there physically in the room with you, and you're getting help at this place. 23 to 25, and then I just got the flash of a picture of them clearing the place out. They're saying that they had some of these guys cornered, and they're dealing with them. That's just the picture I just got, so clairvoyantly, they're working with this, and it's not going away anytime soon. Some of these ghosts are going to be tougher to get out, but they are working it. 23 to 25, here we go. Thank you. Okay, and someone big's helping you. They're absolutely adamant that this is a pretty high-powered person, like what I was thinking in the beginning. 25 seconds to 28, and I may have to break it up, but let's see if I can get it in one shot. Here we go. Is there a family living nearby to you?
No.
Is there a family? Do you have family nearby, or family in the proximity within a reasonable distance?
I have no family around.
Okay. Is there family who have passed that hang around you?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
Destiny, and I've never had anybody else since any family.
Okay, well, what this is saying is give my regards to family. It's absolutely clear.
Huh.
Give my regards to family. Something to do with...
It might be my roommate's family, possibly.
Okay, yeah.
That's who I think most of these ghosts are from.
Okay, then this...
Taps.
This entity
it's
is
a
saying...
A family passed on down through... his family, this residence. So.
Okay, well then I think that's what's going on here is that this guy is saying, hey, we're working on it. 28 to 30 seconds, here we go. We took care of the demon. We took care of the demon. Oh, yeah. Absolutely no problem there. 30 to 32 seconds. Here we go. We missed our kid. And that is like another ghost coming through. I don't know. It sounds like another entity popping in.
Yeah, that is a different one.
Yeah. And so I think you may have an earthbound that's talking about something with a kid or a child of theirs. 32 to 33. Here we go. We loved it. We loved it. So absolutely, this is like parental love. So almost like a miscarriage or the baby died stillborn or was something with like a crib death accident kind of thing. 33 to 35. Here we go. Please need help. I think what this is about
is...
that
again before.
What's that?
About the please needing, somebody asking for help. That happened the last time.
I think that what you need to do here is some sort of a clearing ceremony and then trying to help them cross over. I think that this child is on the other side and they're just not, they're still here.
Yeah.
Whatever this is about. I mean, it feels like an earthbound to me,
Yeah, I was trying to get rid of, take care of the demon first.
Yeah, I think you've got some other business to mop it up. And is there something? Is there something in the kitchen that's going on? I keep getting this kitchen connection just in my mind.
There's something. Strange things keep happening in the kitchen. Things keep getting moved. Will disappear for a couple of days and then come back.
Okay, there's a man there, and he's middle-aged. He's middle-aged. He died middle-aged, suddenly, heart type thing. He's the one, and he's just trying to get your attention so you'll talk to him. That's
okay.
The thing I get. Okay, so middle-aged man, and he's actually not a bad guy. He's just frustrated, and he just wants, he'll do anything, and he liked the kitchen, so he liked cooking. Okay, so I don't know what era he's from, but that's the overall impression, and he's pretty gentle soul, so you got nothing to worry about with him, but he's not dangerous or anything. It's just he's just trying to get your attention. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what this moving thing. He's gonna. What does this mean? He's gonna do something tomorrow to prove his point.
He's gonna
do something. Yeah, something's gonna be different when you get home. I don't know if you're gonna go out or you're gonna be out of the building, but when you come in there, you're gonna find something different. And this I want to hear about when this happens. So, but that's kind of the impression I get here. And he's aware fully of what's going on here, so he's cool with this. 35 to 37. D, name starts with a D. That's the thing I get to. D. A DR. So I don't know what this DR thing is. Doctor? Okay, 35 to 37. Here we go. This is new. We helped the police. Yep. It's like there was a crime in the area or on the property. 37 through 39. Okay, this is actually for you and for me. Pleased to meet you. They've got good manners. I really like their manners. I mean,
hey, this is better than the last one that was saying all kind of.
No. The demon got his butt kicked, and now all these nice people are coming out, you know. But you've got,
the naughty stuff was the demon.
This guy, this DR guy, yeah, he's the one I think saying this stuff is DR. I don't know if it's a doctor.
Or either they've calmed down because they saw what I did to the demon.
Well, I honestly think that they were just glad to get rid of the problem, and they're looking at you as a hero. But you also have some things to clear up with them. So,
I was kind of hoping I was done, but I guess there's more work to be done.
This is easy stuff for you. You know, this should not be a problem. And the ones that want to go will go, and the ones that want to stay are probably. They feel the overall feeling I get with several of them are very aware of everything that went on. May want to work with you, so you may have some protectors there, and they're not these ones that are there. They come in visitation. They're not there all the time. They just come in and out. But they're pretty evolved. So they're not, but there's a, some of them also are sticking around because they're earthbound, and don't want to cross over for certain reasons. You know, the parent thing there, that parent thing is a big one. And this DR guy, I'm really just not sure. I'm not sure he's earthbound, but I'll go with that. You know, but he's big on trying to get your attention. So you're gonna have to explore that and find out more. Yeah. Okay, here we go. We've got the final part, 39 to 41 and a half. Here we go. You got a lot of gratitude there. They say we love you to pieces.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, they really like you. So I think you've got a great relationship going there to build on.
With the spirits, I'm more concerned now with human problems.
Yeah, no, I think that Joy, this is good news, at least on the spirit side. The human stuff, yeah, I know the feeling. That can get weird. You know, I mean, I had myself one hellaciously bad day at work, you know, with everybody I tried to work with today was absolutely crazy. It's like I walked in as certifiable and feeling, you know, actually feeling great, and everybody around me was certifiable and crazy. And I don't know what that lesson was about, but my boss was actually proud of me because I got crapped all over, and I just sat there and went, okay, whatever. So, you know, same thing, I mean, with you, you know, just hang in there.
It's been weird ever since the lunar eclipse.
I think something's up because, man, I had the guy I work with next to me, he was just coming in and he would yell at me, want my advice. I'd give him the advice and he'd yell at me some more and everybody was getting uncomfortable. It was nuts. So I was just, I don't know, poor guy. Yeah, I don't think he's realizing
that.
Well, all I know is I think it'll improve, but you know, so you're all set. I think I saved the session off, so we'll get that mailed to you, and then you know, you and I got to talk. We got to talk about this. There's some more going on there. Okay, my dear.
Yeah, I really could use a talk. A lot of strange things going on.
Yeah, especially there's something going on outside in some like old structure that's near you, and I just, yeah, that's the instinct I got. So we got to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, well, like I said though before, or after we left, I said there's a portal here.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
That's why I was told to come here. I'm having to watch this portal. And I really want to leave.
Well, you've got a purpose there, and then it's like what you're saying. You're gonna eventually leave out of there. This is just a short term hop and a skip kind of thing. So, but interesting. I don't know. I think you made some good friends with this. So,
well, I'm probably gonna meet them. So it's a good thing.
Okay, my dear. Well, hey, you want to just stay on the line, or you want to listen? You gonna hang up?
Yeah, I'll stay on.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and silence your mic. So, talk with you later.
Okay.
Okay. That was interesting. Neat stuff there. I see the 281, but your hand is not up, so the 604 does have a hand up. And I'm going to go ahead and take 604. And we have, 36 minutes remaining, so here we go. 604, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing good, dude.
Very good, man. So you felt that last caller there, she actually did sound like she was talking through a portal or interdimensional thing. Just kind of talking on her phone there. Yeah, it's like a lot of background noises going on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got a pretty interesting, I think it's like one of those magic jacks. It kind of would fit, Joy, to have a magic jack. I'm going to tease her about that. Let me guess, is this Michael?
It is. Yeah,
I knew that voice. See, I got
it. Of course.
I get good in my old age. Hey,
no.
How you doing, man?
No, not too bad. Yeah. So you've been you felt the she was saying the recent solstice and the full moon, lunar eclipse and stuff. Yeah.
I think that it's part of it, you know, that part of that haunt is that it's a, definitely a huge thing that she's been directed to. This is part of a training thing, I think, for her, and she's handling it admirably.
Mm-hmm.
But this male spirit in the kitchen thing, the more I'm really torn with this guy, because he's like, he's totally aware of the situation. I'm really not sure, you know, what his role is in this, but he seems pivotal to me, and he's going to demonstrate some things tomorrow. That's the thing that he kind of gave me the impression of. So just,
mm-hmm.
I got to hear this is like a soap opera now. I got to hear what's going to happen next, you know?
Yeah, as the spirit turns, huh?
Yeah, as the spirit turns, you know. He kills the demon, and tomorrow on our show. Okay, anyway, but Michael, you are here. What can I do for you, my friend?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could possibly take the ovalist out for a spin.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know what is funny? For some reason, because I walked down here, and the last thing I suddenly grabbed, I looked and went, I don't know why I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I grabbed the ovalist. No, I'm 350 feet from my other place. So you're good. You're a very perceptive guy. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Likewise. It takes one to know one, I guess. Eh?
Let me see. Here's
I've got a technical question for you, though.
What's that?
Your work there. Have you ever run the ovulus through, say, the other system that you've got going? You know, where you're doing all the cleansing on the tracks and so forth. Have you ever run them in series with the ovulus on top of that or through that? Layered it?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, this ovulus, I've got a second one on the way. I ordered the new ovulus. It's basically the Ovulus PX, and that Digital Dowsing is selling. And it has programmatic capability, meaning that I can change the voice. I can do different things to alter its behavior. So it's a much more versatile tool. And it's really good on battery, and it's way better on batteries. It uses a couple of double.
Does it have the 9-volt little pluggy thingy in there for a transformer? You know, to save on
battery. It's got. I think it does have all that, but the way Bill Chappell did this, he redesigned it, and it just came out really nice. It's a cross between an ovulus and a paranormal puck. And what he did, it lets you do all these programmatic things. It lets me tie into it, and I can do things with it. But it also has four times the vocabulary. It has 2,000 words, 2,400 words. So I can make it sound like a woman. I can make it sound like a man. I could do all kinds of stuff with it.
That reminds me of a GPS my brother had on his fish boat. You would lock in the coordinates, and a voice would come over, and you can tune the voice to sound like a real sulky woman. Not a good thing for some fishermen out there on the, after a couple of weeks.
That reminds me of that Star Trek episode where Kirk is on there, and Kirk talks to the computer, and it says, "Yes, dear."
Yep.
He's like, "Who did that?" Put that back to Starfleet regulation voice. Okay, just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let me see if I got lucky and we did the one thing that I should have done, which is check the battery.
It's on there, eating all
we are lucky.
Talk.
Right on. Hello, Mr. Ovalis.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and fire up the recorder. Now, let me find out. This is a whole new setup. I got to figure out how to shut this bloody thing up. I'll tell
you
what.
You got a lot to say,
And I unplugged the cable. This is new because I usually have it tied to another mixer, and I got everything different here. So what we'll do is I'm going to start the recorder off, and then you probably have a question for it, right?
Yep, you bet.
Okay, so when that happens, then I'll plug this back in, and then we'll see what happens. So, okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I would like to ask of the Creator, what needs to be done to heal or seal the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico on the oil rig?
Fist. Seven. Safe. Three. Four. Cards. Quarter. Priest. city. When your fire fist mail on these are can't camera it error minute stare.
Okay, what I did was I let that run out, and it seemed to have some relevant things there. What I'm going to do is...
good question,
gonna,
huh? Go right to the
question.
Source, eh?
Yeah, I mean,
it's just with all the, you know, I have to, if you don't mind me mentioning it, just with all the intentions, global intentions that's been going on with, like, the Unity Wave and on with so many groups and circles and really focusing, you know, their intentions, especially along this last full moon and lunar eclipse and the solstice. It was amazing for a lot of people, yeah.
Well, you know, what's got me with all of this is I just, you know, this planet has an amazing capacity for sensing what's wrong and doing things to fix it. And Kathy was bringing up some time ago about this whole notion of an earthquake sealing this thing. And I don't think that that's entirely all that far off.
I've documented that. I made that prediction, too. When as the first day I saw the valve, and also came up with a solution for the valve. I saw the valve, and it needed a wide valve that was placed over it with the taps open, so then they can have the fluid going through the valve. Once they got it locked on, they just turn it off. You know,
well,
they
you
can
know,
build it down there. Can't they have a robot that to place that in there with our technology
well,
nowadays? You know, something's not right here, you know?
Well, the problem is you're dealing, you know, see, these deep water wells, they're pushing the technology way beyond what they were ready to handle. And BP, you know, BP screwed up, but so did the government, because the government basically pushed these companies into going into the deep well instead of using the safer shallow water drilling operations. And so they sort of created this on their own. You can thank the wise and just U.S. government for creating this mess, along with the BP. But, I mean, this is a giant experiment now, and so they're going to find out. They're going to find out what works and what doesn't, and more power to them because, you know, they've got to fix this. I've even seen discussions of using doing a deep drill down nearby and detonating a small tactical nuclear weapon underground to seal the thing, which would work. It's been done before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can imagine the human cry that's going to happen if anybody even, you know, breathes something like that. There's going to be, oh, my God.
Yeah,
but it's just, you know, the question is, you know, what do you put up with a little radiation, or do you seal this oil kino? That's what I think they're calling it, the oil kino. But it's and this what's really disturbing is this storm that's coming in. Everybody's been talking about storm.
Really?
So I'm hoping it diverts to Mexico or something like that. And
wouldn't that be wild if the storm came in with the vortex in the middle of the vortex, with using the zero point energy and world global intention to seal it with the zero point energy?
Well,
think on that one for a minute. Or. I don't know. It just flashed as you said it to me. But God, maybe that might not be a good thing, though. Could we go the other way?
I don't know. I think with the sheer pressures involved and everything going on, it's gonna be. We got hard work ahead of us, and everybody. See, you know, the thing is running around beating on chests and stuff like the administration is doing and Congress, it does nothing. You know what we need is everybody on the same team. BP. You know, the elements of the U.S. government all working together really well, and everybody, you know, getting along.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's mortified at this. You know, even, you know, sure, they know they screwed up. Everybody knows, you know, who did what. But
Oh,
the patient is dying. So let's be a team.
Like Mother Earth has got a wound, as in the native tradition speak. It's a wound, and her blood is coming out, and it needs to be cauterized. You know, and they also say that the ones that are to blame We all are, collectively.
Yeah.
Responsible, you know?
Well, I just think it's opportunities are being lost every time we open up the news and we see yet another blame game going on, and I just am tired of it. I just want to see them,
uh-huh.
Grow up and start working together.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got it all pretty well ready to go, so this
okay,
is going to
cool.
be, and I'm going to do it in about 4-word bursts. So here we go.
Okay.
12 to 14, here we go.
Fist 7, safe parade. 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 Fist 7, safe parade.
The 7 saved bay or something like that. And I think that 7 means July.
July 7th.
So
yeah.
July, something to do with July, the 7th month. And I think what this means is that they're talking that this may get shut down in July.
Mm-hmm.
15, let's take it one. Let me take it a little further out here. Well, I'll do these three. Looks like 3 words here. Let's do the next 3. Move cars hotter, not potter, hotter is what it's saying. And I just get the feeling that if it's, so this whole thing with the July, it's getting hotter. I'm wondering if this is a warning about the storms. Okay, 16 and a half to 18, and looks like another 4 words. Here we go.
East City, when you're 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 East City, when you're...
Okay, Prairie City Blender. This seems like another hurricane to me, and what it's saying is this basically blender, if you know what a blender does.
Yeah.
So
we're
this
just
thing,
talking about that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So 18 and a half to 20 and a half. We got 4 more words. Here we go.
Fire, fist, mail, bold, fire, fist, mail, bold, fire, fist, mail.
Fire, fist, melt, wounds.
Wow, that's just like what I said, eh?
Yeah, so it basically is saying, what you and I were talking about with the nuclear capability.
Yeah.
In desperation, you would see. You know what's funny? You know, this is the part when you say nuclear, people automatically assume the worst, and yet there are actually industrial nuclear processes. There are actually nuclear weapons that can be that will actually detonate a small nuclear bomb the size of a room.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
That,
What was those last 4 words again? I'm just trying to relate that to the
fire, fist, melt, wounds, and so fire fist. I think it's a small, extremely small precision charge nuclear weapon, something that would only maybe the size of a small field, enough to just shut, pinch this thing off. Yeah, if you could get that down far enough, it would do the job. And
I'm seeing a vision of like when it says fire fist, the hand of God coming down and melting it.
Yeah.
So it could be, I don't know, when we're talking about nuclear blasts, another form of energy, right?
Yeah.
Can
you see a bunch of guys sitting there up on the, on those ships, and all of a sudden they see this giant hand come out of the sky? Whoa, dude.
That would make them a believer, I think. A lot of other people get too.
yeah, that's kind of like, somehow I'm reminded of that WKRP in Cincinnati. Remember the Les Nessman thing where they were in the helicopter and they threw the turkeys out? And, the turkeys are raining down. And then later on it was like Gordon Jump, the station owner, was going, "As God is my witness, I didn't know turkeys couldn't fly." Okay, next 4 words. Here we go. We're almost at the end.
On least our chant. On least our chant, 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 on these.
You know, I'm really thinking what he's meaning by this.
What are you getting?
It's you know, the words are unleashed urgent, but I don't think that's it.
I'm hearing unleashed urgent.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going with. Unleashed urgent. This is time matters here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what this. He's trying to put the words together. This is actually one of the better ovulus connections we've ever gotten. Let's try the last four. Here we go.
Femora is error. Minute. 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 Femora is error. Minute.
This has to do with the cause. The camera did error minute, and I think what was happening when they were drilling it and they knew they had the trouble, I think that they had, I think that they're going to find out some of the cause from a camera that picked up what was going on, and it happened in under a minute. They could not stop it. Once it started, it was over. And so I think that that's another thing going to come out of this.
So they would have video cameras down there videotaping.
Oh, they would have had they would have had the video and the whole audio. All those tapes and everything are probably confiscated. You know, it's kind of like in our business when we launch launch rockets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that happens is if you have a booster failure, or you know, on a, especially like manned space flight, one of the things that happen when you have a loss of crew, you know, and this has happened twice now with you know, two shuttles.
Yep.
The first thing that happens is in a booster failure or a reentry, you know, failure, the room is immediate. Everybody is you know, they stop exactly what they're doing. If they had, you know, were chewing gum and just stuck it on the desk, they leave it there. Everybody has to stop. And the room is left in a forensically pure state. And photographers come in. They photograph everything. They go through every console. They look at all the papers. Everything is absolutely like a CSI crime scene. And so that's how that's done. I have a feeling that's what's going on with this. They're really going through all the evidence they have and are just, you know, that's one whole separate arm of this whole thing going on. So the cause will be known, you know, and eventually it'll come to the public eye. It has to.
Did we get any sort of a synopsis of what needed to be done through the message here?
Well, that's something to go on here. This 7 saved Bay. This July, we saved the base. Move cars because it's going to get hotter. I think it's meaning that that the danger of the storms is increasing very much so. And Cray City Blender, and it ties right in with the whole hurricane scenario. And considering that this season is going to be incredibly active with hurricanes, Fire Fist Melt Wounds. This ties in with the discussion you and I had about the nuclear weapon capability. Unleashed Urgent. So they're basically saying, you've got to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has got to be done now.
Yeah, there's so much oil out there already. The damage that's been done is woof, already, right?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen pictures of the, you know, estuaries and so forth, right?
Yeah, and now here's one other thing, too, is this is something that the Earth has had this happen naturally before. A lot of people don't realize this. Oil leaks are actually a natural part of the environment because oil is all over the place. This particular spill is worse than most, but the planet has an enormous regenerative capacity. This will take quite a long time to repair, and human beings will do an awful lot to correct a lot of this. But the planet is going to do some things, too, on its own. There are actually naturally occurring bacteria that will actually eat into a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the oil, as it sits, will sink way down. It's going to do a lot of damage to the sea life. There's absolutely no doubt that's going to happen. But I think in 10 years, we're going to be surprised at the regeneration that's going to take place once this is over. So that's my personal prediction. Having seen what happened with the Valdez spill, I actually personally have seen the area where the Valdez spill took place. I was out there in Alaska, you know, about 2 years after the accident, and you wouldn't know there'd been a spill. So, you know, despite and there was plenty of life. I watched killer whales going by us. I mean, it was like, wow, you know, what happened?
Right.
Where is this spill? And you could actually dig and go find it, but they had done a hell of a job getting it under control. So You know, this stuff happens. And, you know, the one thing I'd like the government to learn from this and business mm-hmm. is this is so bad, you can't get past this one. You got to start working together. Mm-hmm. You got to start, you know, dealing with the little people, as they called us, which pisses me off. No end. You've got to be able to look at real people whose lives you've impacted and look at them and say, let's do the right thing and fix it together. Yeah. Let's pay you. And
it's
you know,
follow your moral compass here, you know?
Yeah. And the other thing is this whole notion of taxing these people on the damages is nuts. It's fundamentally out of their minds. I mean, you're taking people who, you know, just lost all their income for the year. They get a payment, and they're going to get taxed for this? What? I mean, that's just messed up, you know? So, yeah, I have definite, you know, hard emotions about the whole thing. It's just, you know, there's a lot of lessons to be learned, and the arrogance in our own, you know, Congress and executive branch is legendary on this, and they're getting their butts kicked.
Have you ever noticed, though, in my life at least, I will speak for myself, that in any sort of negative situation, a person may not see the positive outcome or whatever, but always in a situation, there's always a positive outcome that does come out of a negative situation, right?
Oh, I would agree with that.
So I'm hoping on this grand scale, as terrible as it is, the positive outcome could be just hopefully greater, right, from what the damage you know, like whatever the formula is for, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I mean, I've got a niece right in the middle of all this. My niece is out there in the military. She's doing space weather. And we're proud as punch of her, but she's out there right on the Gulf. And we've gotten reports. So, you know, pardon me for my emotion on this, but, man, it's just pissing me off, you know. I mean, some of the decisions being made are just really stupid, but I do agree with you. I mean, when push comes to shove, and that's part of where I was saying about the regeneration. I really think the natural capacity of the planet. We've done a lot to her, but she will deal with this.
Well,
but,
and another thing that there is a long. Sorry for interjecting again once, because it's such a good topic to talk with you. I really enjoy it. But it's like with the natives again. They say that this is a wake up call, and if people don't come together collectively as a responsibility as humanity, you know, one Earth and respecting the Earth as what it is, Mother Earth is just going to shake it like a dog and just get rid of these fleas.
Yeah, you know? Well, I would agree. You know, the thing that I've been just terribly surprised at is we have not really fundamentally developed our hydrogen capability for doing transportation work. And hydrogen is one of the most common elements out there on this planet because it's you know, H2O, water.
Right.
And when you take when you split water with electricity and you collect the hydrogen. You have a perfect fuel because what happens when you burn hydrogen? You get 99.some-odd% water. That's the byproduct. You get water.
Yeah.
What a concept. You get a few nitrous oxides. That's the end of the reaction. Water. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, so you got wet
streets. But there's so many technologies that I hear about out there that are like this free energy and so forth. Like that character down in Florida that built the castle, the Coral Castle, Leedskillen or whatever. You know, and he works with magnets and free energy. It's all there, just waiting. I guess, you know, it comes back to this issue with the Gulf and the oil and responsibility and global consciousness and awareness of this. When are we, as an American society or a North American society, can really, we're known for our technologies and brilliance and ingenuity, right? So when we have a problem or a challenge like this, let's step up, people. You know,
well, I'll tell you what, I absolutely agree because, you know, I am a dyed-in-the-wool capitalist and I have a fundamental belief. I have a very big belief in the ability of American business to step forward. And not only that, individual Americans to step forward.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot sit there and put your trust
the
in
rises
government.
To the top.
Government doesn't work.
No.
These guys, I mean, I deal with them. They don't friggin' work. They just sit there and make these. You know, they're in the way.
Yeah.
When you get the ingenuity of the American people put together the incentive, and let the government create the incentives to drive this, That's where government's role should be, not running around
should,
by looking
at us. Unshackle the ingenuity and creativity,
Yeah, all they need to do is lead with a light hand and say, this is what we think needs to happen. What do you need from us to make that work? Okay, tax breaks here, but, you know, relax a rule here. Okay, we'll enforce that. Yeah, you're going too far in the weeds. Okay, good decision-making and partnership. That's the kind of thing that will work. And then you start, you know, and this is not going to be a single technology energy solution. This is a congress of technologies because, you know, you're right about the free energy, but there's also all these other potentials. So when you start empowering people to go forward and do the right things, all of this is going to start feeding back on itself, and you don't have to have some you know, friggin' Soviet authority running around telling you, you old English, you know, God, you know. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it's going to be something beautiful, and I really
do. You ever hear that Latin saying, "Scientia potentia," wisdom, well, knowledge is power. It's the knowledge and power and the correct application of knowledge.
You know, and I'll
you
tell
know?
You. I'm going to give you a kind of a neat parallel to this. You know, you look at the energy. You know, this whole thing about energy. You know, we look at an ideal here. Now, the reality is, it's going to be a little bit less than that.
Right.
But I have faith in the system of people coming together because you've heard of the Linux operating system, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How many? A lot of people don't know that Linux actually was a just sort of a cobbled together project that some guy came up with in his spare time. Linus Torvalds, and he was based out of I think Iceland or somewhere up there, and then another guy heard about it, and then another guy heard about it, and then they started working together, and they had a philosophy, of just, okay, if you want to take this on, you want to make it better, okay, and then they would have some loose rules. They came up with, based out of that, they came up with one of the preeminent world operating systems out there today that is run in most data centers, that is run in most turnkey appliances now.
Wow.
These guys created this thing, and it just took off on its own. It didn't have a bunch of guys in a little room saying, we're going to create this, we're going to own everything about it. It was it was created out of the universal intellect. It popped out of nothingness. It popped out of nothingness with no one to really guide it. It friggin' just came out of nowhere. And all it was out of people's love of doing the right thing and building good code.
I believe everybody has a gift, and if everybody brings their talent, their gift to the either a table or a circle or whatever, right? Because I come from a spiritual background, and what I feel like it's time for humanity to come together, all colors, all races, all wisdom of all tribes, not in front, not behind, not above, not below, but stand side by side in equals, and everybody and all the wisdom and the truths of the tribes and colors of the tribes come together.
You're talking.
I know.
I mean, that's the thing is, there's so many people interested in dividing us that, we each have, I don't care, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, whatever. You know, the bottom line is we all put our pants on the same way and we walk around the planet and, and a lot of people, it's like, I'm a Republican. I care about this planet. I want to be able to walk around and go, tell my descendants, hey, I did the right thing. I like making money, but I also like to, leaving something sustainable, And so, there's a lot of misinformation that goes around. And the same thing is done by, Republicans to Democrats. And it's like, bullshit. It's just, we could work together in a middle ground so much better and everybody could just,
it's not the left pillar or the right pillar. It's the center path, the center pillar, the balance between the spiritual and the material.
That's right. And I just think what's going to happen is there's going to be a return to what the founders intended.
Mm-hmm.
And I see there's a lot more of that going on. And, it's funny because all of the things that have happened have made people start to study what the intention of our founding fathers was, and I've been pulling down a lot of the documents and looking at it.
Right.
And we're actually going to talk on the July 4th show. We're coming up to the end of the show here, but We're going to be actually talking about Ben Franklin quite a bit on the July 4th.
Excellent, excellent. I've got something for you to, if you're not aware of it, the spiritual experiences that he had when the country was forming, it's documented with Saint Germain, came to him in visions and stuff. Do you know anything about this? Have you ever come across any of this material? If you haven't, check into it.
I will, because it's
amazing.
It's funny you would say that, because I am also going to be bringing in some of the spiritual visions of George Washington.
Oh, great.
And if you read some of the blog that I've put out, you know, some blogs and stuff.
Well, maybe I've got it mixed up. Maybe I got it mixed up. Maybe it is George Washington. See, yeah.
Well,
I don't have my American history down too well, and I had this document come through my eyes and my hands.
Check out my Facebook page, and you'll see I've got that. I had that waiting in the wings, because we're going to talk about that, some of the prophecies of the country. And not only that, we are actually going to try, this is going to be something I've never pulled off before, we're going to try to bring through on a soul stream Ben Franklin. We're going to try to bring the guy in and see if we can talk to Ben.
Thank you.
So
today, if we got the Creator to come through to give us a solution, summarize Ben Franklin to come and spend a few words. He had a lot to write anyway, didn't he?
Yeah, I just want to see what Ben has to say, you know, about the modern day. I really, I've always been a big fan of his. So, Ben, if you're listening, we'd like to have you on the July 4th show, you know, to celebrate America's birthday. We're going to be doing that show. And we'll be doing a follow-up on the 5th, with Marie P. Jones, by the way, tell everybody number. Marie had a friend whose husband died, and it was on the night of our show that we were going to do the other night. So we did a quick spin and went into doing a soul stream show instead to take care of that and free her up, and she was very grateful, and she is such a great lady. We're going to be talking about her new book called Deja Vu. And if you haven't read it, it is extremely good stuff. And so we're going to be talking an awful lot. And you should come on and ask some questions, Michael. I think
you'd
like
I see that you have about 3 minutes left on your show, so I'm just going to say goodbye. And just on a final positive note, a very famous American seer, Edgar Cayce, a few of his words was, if the American people truly awoken to a true spiritual awakening or arrival or revival, as was his words, it can and would change the country around.
I agree with you there. Those are good words to.
I'll let you finish up this the show then, and I'll talk to you soon. Much love, brother.
Okay. Yeah, just stay on the line here. I'll just silence your mic and you can listen now. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, my friend. And he is a great guy. We've had a great show here. It's so good to be back in Studio A. It feels good to be back in my regular chair and have everything, you know, all the things I love around me. And my spirit friends on the other side and, Debbie Caruso, Joey Caruso, Braden and all the people on the other side. Thank you so much for helping me make this work. You saw the sweat I went through, and it sure is good to be home. So anyway, I'll just still do Studio B work once in a while, but just to keep it, keep my currency up and everything. But this is where I like to be. And so let's see what we got here. We got Castles with us. Hello, Castle. Good to see you again. Kathy, thank you for watching the chat room. I wasn't able to answer everything going through, so we'll appreciate you guys watching over that for me. Love you to death there, girl. We got Disgruntled Dan. Dan, good checks on the engines, and good to have you in. Dominica, thank you, sweetheart, for coming in. Good to see you. Elizabeth, hello. And yes, I saw your hug. Hug back. And we got Ethereal Noesis. I think that's how you say that. It's good to see you. And Fire Witch, who blessed our room, and we had a great reading with her, so very good stuff. Got 3 readings in tonight, so we accomplished our goal, and so we're going to keep doing it this way. We got Gerber Daisy, and to all the other ones, I think we had Karen popped in. She probably had to go to work, you know. So Karen, if you listen on the archive, thanks for coming in. And to everybody else who I don't know about and all the lurkers out there, thank you for listening to our show. We really appreciate you guys coming in and being part of this. And you will be seeing more in the way of soul streaming. And I'm going to be doing more medium work, as you know. And we're actually going to be doing in the fall some gallery readings, and I'll broadcast those. So I'll be having an audience. and having them in studio and actually having them participate with you all in attendance too, so those of you that are interested. So with that, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and sign off and call it a successful night. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off. Good night, everybody.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.